This is the Shofar Wire Midday Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the Watchman Report. The hand of Yahuwah is moving and the signs are unmistakable. We see blooms appearing, a superficial flourishing across the landscape, but let us not be deceived. The fig tree is putting forth leaves, yet the root remains bitter, choked by the thorns of Edom's long reign. These orchestrated agreements, these manufactured gestures of peace, are not the dawn of a new age, but the frantic rearranging of pieces before the final judgment falls. Do not mistake political theater for prophetic fulfillment. Yahuwah's work is not conducted through the halls of diplomacy alone, but through the immutable decrees etched into the very fabric of creation. For generations, scattered Israel has endured the exile, a dispersion prophesied in Devarim 28. But the promise remains, a beacon in the darkness. Yahuwah will gather his people from the farthest reaches of the earth. This is not simply a matter of physical return, of relocating bodies to a designated landmass. It is a turning of hearts, a remembrance of the covenant, a reawakening of ancestral memory. We see the wellsprings of restoration beginning to flow, a stirring within the scattered tribes, a reclaiming of identity long suppressed. But these so-called advancements, these attempts at normalization, are built on a foundation of sand. They offer a veneer of progress while ignoring the festering wound at the heart of the conflict. They speak of economic cooperation, of shared interests, but fail to acknowledge the enduring enmity towards Israel, the rejection of Yahuwah's sovereignty. They are a temporary reprieve, a fragile illusion destined to shatter. Consider who truly benefits from these arrangements, who profits from this orchestrated calm. Look beyond the headlines, beyond the carefully crafted narratives. The shadow of Edom lengthens with every concession, with every handshake, with every agreement sealed in the name of peace. They seek to control the narrative, to dictate the terms of engagement, to bind Israel to their system of control. This is not a new tactic. Yirmiyahu warned us of this very deception, of a generation captured, molded, and controlled by Edom's ideologies. They are stripping the heirloom, stealing the ancestral knowledge, erasing the memory of who we are and from where we came. They offer trinkets and promises in exchange for our birthright, for our connection to the covenant. It is a subtle form of enslavement, a generational capture disguised as progress. And yet, even as Edom tightens its grip, the promise of restoration holds firm. The activation of those wellsprings, that ancestral memory, is not a coincidence. Yeshikel proclaimed that Yahuwah would cleanse us with pure water, that he would give us a new heart and a new spirit. This is not a future event. It is a process unfolding now, a stirring within the hearts of scattered Israel. It is a remembering of who we are, a reclaiming of our heritage, a refusal to be defined by the narratives of our oppressors. But let us not be naive. The bloom of the fig tree is a sign, yes, but it is not the culmination of prophecy. It is a warning, a call to vigilance. Yahal spoke of a time when the earth would tremble, when the heavens would declare Yahuwah's glory. These are not gentle signs, but cataclysmic upheavals. The superficial peace we see today is a fragile facade, masking the deep-seated bitterness and destruction that lie beneath. Edom is building its garden on ashes, attempting to conceal the ruins of its past transgressions. But Yahuwah sees through the deception. He knows the true intentions of those who seek to control and manipulate. He is preparing to expose their wickedness, to bring judgment upon their heads. The watchman stands vigilant, observing the signs, discerning the patterns, and sounding the alarm. The day of Yahuwah is approaching, and the hour is at hand. Let those with ears to hear, hear. Let those with eyes to see, see. Do not be lulled into complacency by the illusion of peace. Prepare your hearts, strengthen your spirits, and stand firm in the face of the coming storm. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.